Chapter 1, The Call of Samuel. Every year it was the same. The whole family walked through the hill country of Ephraim to the tabernacle at Shiloh to worship the Lord. Hannah dreaded these pilgrimages. Hannah loved the Lord, and she loved her husband, Elkanah. He was a good man, and she knew he loved her. But these trips always made her sad because Hannah had no children. Elkanah's other wife, Peninnah, had many children. With gleeful pleasure, Peninnah would tease Hannah mercilessly about having no children until Hannah would weep in agony and could not enjoy the ceremonial meal. This year, Hannah stood before the Lord with a bitter soul and prayed in tears. O Lord Almighty, see my misery and remember me. If you give me a son, I will give him back to you, and he will serve you his whole life. He will be a Nazarite, and he will never cut his hair. Eli the priest saw Hannah's lips moving, but couldn't hear her words. He thought she was drunk and rebuked her harshly. Quickly Hannah responded, Oh, I am not a drunk, my Lord, but I am deeply troubled. I was pouring out my heart to the Lord, hoping he would hear my plea. Eli comforted her, saying, Go in peace. May God grant your request. The Lord did answer Hannah's prayer and gave her a son. I will name him Samuel, she said, because I asked the Lord for him. For the next 3 years, Hannah stayed home when the family went to Shiloh to worship, and she nursed Samuel. Then came that special day when Hannah would dedicate her son to the Lord. Holding Samuel's small hand, she walked to the tabernacle with him. She took offerings of a young bull, a basket of flour, and a flask of wine along with her. After the sacrifice, Hannah brought Samuel to Eli. Remember me? She asked. In tears I prayed for this child, and the Lord answered my prayer. Now I give him to the Lord for his whole life. Hannah then sang a song of thanksgiving to the Lord, and when she left the tabernacle, Samuel stayed with Eli. Although Eli was a godly man, his sons Hophni and Phinehas were wicked. The Lord was very angry with them because they treated his offerings with contempt. Samuel, on the other hand, grew up in the Lord's presence and served the Lord well. Every year, his mother would bring him a little robe. The Lord blessed Hannah with other children. One day a man of God brought bad news to Eli, saying, The Lord is angry because you honor your sons more than you honor him. You didn't stop them when they sinned against him. Both your sons will die on the same day, and the Lord will choose a faithful priest from a different family. Years went by. Eli became old and blind. Samuel served the Lord under Eli's care. Unlike in the days of Moses and Joshua, the Lord did not often speak directly to people, but things were about to change. One night, when Samuel was in bed, the Lord called him. Thinking it was Eli who had called, Samuel immediately ran to him. You called me, Eli? Here I am, Samuel said. Eli was puzzled and said, Go back to bed, Samuel. I didn't call you. Samuel obeyed. The Lord called Samuel a second time, and a second time Eli told Samuel to go back to bed. Samuel didn't know it was God who was calling him. When Samuel heard the voice a third time, Eli realized the Lord was calling Samuel. He told Samuel, It's the Lord who is calling you. If he calls you again, say, Speak, for your servant hears. The Lord did call again, and Samuel replied as Eli had instructed him. The Lord's message to Samuel was frightening. The Lord said that he was going to judge Eli's family for their great sin against him. No sacrifice would ever atone for their sin. In the morning, Eli asked Samuel to tell him what the Lord had said. Samuel was afraid. How could he speak of God's judgment to Eli? After much urging, Samuel told Eli the sad news, and Eli accepted what God had spoken. He is the Lord. Let him do what he thinks is best, Eli said. The Lord was with Samuel, and he grew up to be a godly man. The Lord revealed himself to Samuel, and all Israel from the north to the south knew that Samuel was the Lord's prophet.